Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneck and I, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
Hey, this is Ed with Redneck and I's Radio. Give us a call, 515-602-9731. Appreciate everybody joining along. This is Redneck and I's Radio Live. We're here live every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can give us a call. Like I said, 515-602-9731. Push 1 to be part of the conversation, or you can just listen along. This is blogtalkradio.com. Appreciate everybody signing up and listening to us. Go check out our website, redneckandeyes.com, where you'll find links to all of our social media accounts. We got Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, but we also got YouTube. YouTube has been great for us. We appreciate everybody doing that for us. Subscribing to our YouTube channel, please go subscribe if you haven't done so already. We've got some great videos talking about life on the road, trucking, just dealing with owner-operator issues and some of the maintenance problems that we see out there, and maybe stuff you never did think of before. Also, we've got good, like, four or five videos directed to the four-wheelers on how to drive around big trucks. I appreciate everybody's support on those, because that's been like the biggest applause that we've had is really truck drivers are appreciating that we're trying to get videos out there to the four-wheelers on how to drive around big trucks, space management, turning, you know, getting on and off the highway, stuff like that. So check it out. Redneck and I's is the name of the YouTube channel. That's us, Redneck and I's Radio. RedneckandEyes.com is our website. Thank one of our great sponsors, and that's DPF Regeneration. You can check them out at dpfregeneration.com. Those are the guys where if you need any parts, you need any kind of good supplies for your aftermarket, or not aftermarket, but, you know, all of that government EPA, technology that a lot of people don't understand. A lot of mechanics, a lot of shops, even the dealerships that they, you know, they're supposed to be up to date on the new stuff. They really can't work on it. They don't know how to do it. But DPF Regeneration, they got a lot of know-how, a lot of expertise in that area. They sell the filters and the parts for all that special stuff. So if you got a shop that, you know, you really trust, that knows how to do that stuff, you can order some parts for that, or you do it yourself. DPF Regeneration is one of those guys that can really help you do that and get all the parts you need. They also got charger coolers, turbochargers, and charger coolers, right? You know, they got the EGR valves, and they're working on turbos and stuff like that, so check it out. Give them a call at 800-634-3010, 800-634-3010, or dpfregeneration.com. We appreciate all that support on that area. So one of the things that I was going to get going here is that there is a little news article that I saw on FreightWaves where they say volume is returning for the trucking market, but the carriers aren't filling it yet. And then there was a Fox News article today came out and says, I'm a successful female minority truck driver. California AB5 forced me to leave the state I love. Well, we knew that was going to happen. I mean, you know, come on now. And then on NBC News, it says, Australia hunts for a tiny radioactive capsule missing from a Rio Tinto mining truck. Come on now, you know. I don't know. We'll talk about those things. Whatever's on your mind, give me a call, 515-602-9731. Again, 515-602-9731. And this is Redneck and I's Radio Live. We'll be back in a second.
Just
This week's episode is sponsored by LTR Transportation. Come be part of a great carrier celebrating a new year with new trucks and new growth. Check them out at ltrtransportation.com or give them a call at 720-277-0030. Thank you, LTR, for being supporter of Redneckinize. Redneckinize, common sense solutions for an uncommon world.
Radio. We're here live. We're here live every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can give us a call, 515-602-9731. Give us a call. Tell me what you're thinking about, what's on your mind. Here, I was looking at an article, volume returning to trucking market, but carriers aren't feeling it yet. And I thought that was pretty interesting. It is, it's on freightwaves.com, and looks like they're just talking about, you know, the freight volumes that these brokers and everybody looks at and see how that is, and says there's an encouraging signs that demand is returning to the U.S. trucking market based on a high frequency of truckload volume. And it says the truckload volume data FreightWaves, which is called Sonar, it's outbound tender volume index. And it measures the volume of truckload tender requests in the North American freight market. Tender data involves actual load requests from shippers to carriers, so it avoids false signals that are prevalent in the load board data, ghost loads, or duplicate postings. And since that outbound tender volume index tracks the contract market, it provides advanced signals of market direction. This is why FreightWaves track record of correctly calling early changes in the freight market conditions is unrivaled. And I guess what it is they do a lot of that contract, because in the spot market rate, you see that, you know, fluctuate and it goes up and down all the time. But the contract stuff, that's the more stable stuff. That's where the carriers are trying to get into these big deals with all of these major shippers where they can sign a contract with them long-term and things like that. And according to FreightWaves, their actual outbound tender volume index here tracks that stuff. And it's supposed to give a more accurate, you know, market value on freight and how things are going. So the 2020 number was weaker than the one in 2019 because the freight market experienced a recession in mid-2019. and it was still recovering at that time. Few could imagine how dramatic a change was in store for the freight market a few months later, as COVID actually started to impact trucking in the first few days of March 2020. Freight market volume has been disrupted ever since. It says, while volumes are up, capacity is still greater than demand. It says the index continues to show progress over the next few weeks. It will demonstrate that the worst is over for the U.S. goods economy, at least as far as the volumes are concerned. Unfortunately, motor carriers may not see any signs of improvement just yet. One factor is that not currently showing any level of tightening is the capacity side of the market. It says the then it says they have a outbound tender rejection index, measures the percentage of the loads that carriers turn down or reject. That's currently at the lowest point in the history of the index, which the exception of the extreme lockdown during its earliest days of COVID. I still think that whenever there's a correction in the trucking industry, it's because a lot of trucking companies went out of business. I still think that not enough trucking companies have gone out of business. I still think that there's a lot of truck drivers that are yet to lose everything in order for the market to correct itself. Like what they're saying right now is that Texas is experiencing a big jump in freight because all the businesses are moving here from California. California, it's like 40% under Texas. It used to be California had more freight than Texas, but now it's freight coming out of Texas is more. When I was at Swift a long time ago, and I know I talk about it a lot because I was there like almost 10 years, and they had a big shuttle market where they were hauling the freight from the ships. They weren't even hauling shipping containers. They were putting the freight on trailers and using it as a shuttle service. Basically, the trailer and truck would connect in Long Beach or Fontana, and they would send that truck on a shuttle, which basically the driver took it 300 miles, and then he took another truck and trailer and brought it back. And it would just back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and it would go all the way. Some of them end in Dallas. Some of them would go all the way to Georgia. But what you saw was that the sales force was always trying to book freight really cheap out of Texas to go back to California. Sometimes we'd send empty trailers back to California because we had so much freight coming out of California to put on that shuttle that we just didn't have enough coming out of Texas going to California to keep the route moving, you know, profitable, right? I mean, they even saw it to where we were doing the same thing with Memphis. We were sending freight from Dallas to Memphis. Of course, that was – they even had a shuttle service going, like, from Phoenix to Oklahoma City or Phoenix to Kansas City because, again, there was so much freight coming out of the West Coast, and they were sending empty trailers back. Well, now it's kind of reversed now because of what California is doing. So you see that where the rates fluctuate because of that stuff, right? And this is what they're talking about. But what I think, in my opinion, there's just so many more trucks still out there running freight too cheap, and they're eventually going to have to go out of business, and the rates still haven't caught up. Because what you're going to do is you haven't yet to see a big, like the 2000, remember 2014, 2015, when rates just were great and everybody was trying to get into the market because rates were so good and everything was so hot. That's because before that, in the 2010, 2012s, that was when we were hitting that hard recession after the housing market bubble, and a lot of companies went out of business. And there's always a correction like that. There's too many trucks, the rates will go down, truck companies will go out of business. When there's not enough trucks, rates will go up. And then all of a sudden, boom, a bunch of trucks jump into the market. And I always thought my opinion was we're talking about how we get paid as drivers, and we see the rates go up and down. Well, I think one of the biggest problems is it's too damn easy to be a truck driver. I mean, come on now. You technically don't even have to have a CDL to buy a truck, and you can get a DOT number, ain't nothing. You know, operating authority, well, it might be a little expensive, but it's still not that hard. You know, I mean, it's just too easy. And there's so many people that'll just run it until they can't run it no more. You don't fake it till you make it kind of thing. you know, and it's like you hope you make enough money where you can pay the bills, and the next thing you know, you can't, you know, and then and it's kind of like one of those things where they get it, and they get their money, and then they get out. You know, they get an inspection on a vehicle that lasts a year, and then the next year comes around, the vehicle won't pass inspection, they're done. You know, that's either buy a new truck or buy another truck that'll pass inspection, or just, you know, and it's one of those things where that's kind of why they started cracking down on mechanics giving inspections, because it's too damn easy, just too damn easy. And rates stay low because of that, because it's too damn easy. So, and it says like here, supply and demand are currently misaligned. He says the volume indicators are up while OTR rejections indicates are down, which means that there's more freight, but yet freight's not being rejected, which means there's too many trucks out there. So if the rejection rate is low, that means there's a lot of trucks out there taking freight. And there's a lot of, and maybe even the carriers, these high volume carriers, maybe they got too many trucks, or they got, or they're, you know, they're doing, they don't have enough business. They got too many trucks and not enough freight. You know, and to hear this volume, they say that's up, but it probably ain't up as much as it needs to be, especially in certain areas like California. So, you know, and of course you got regulations that dictate that stuff. I don't know. I just, you know, you can check this out, freightwaves.com. Like I said, the article was volume returning to truck market, but carriers aren't feeling it yet. You know, I mean, I think that there's still some downturn yet to come. I don't think we've seen enough trucking companies go out of business yet to where that happens. It says there's a couple of comments. You can leave a comment on this. You go to FreightWaves. It says this person here says, hope it starts picking up for the owner-operators and others in over-regulated California with the mandatory have-to-have trucks of a certain date and up shippers have been laying off some employees due to the slowdown. And that, you know, see, there you go. There's other problem is, you know, the trucks, you got to have certain truck pass inspections and stuff. So, you know, California can have it, man. I'm telling you, Schneider is one of the biggest freight companies in the United States. They don't even go to California. You know, most people that operate in California, most successful trucking companies that, you know, they'll book freight and haul freight. Well, what they'll do is if they have a contract with a shipper and that shipper says, well, most of my stuff goes to, you know, Illinois, most of my stuff goes to Georgia, most of my stuff goes to Florida, most of my stuff goes to Texas, I got this one load going to California. Well, that company that they contracted with, they outsource it. They'll just broker that load out to California because they ain't going to mess with it. They ain't going to send a truck out there, especially one of their own. You know, it's almost like Mexico. You don't send your own trucks out there, you never see them again. Oh, man. But I don't know. What do you think? 515-602-9731. This is Redneck and I's Radio. That was talking about freight volumes returning and the carriers not feeling it. I think carriers are busy. I think the carriers are just trying to keep their stuff going. They might not even be taking on newer contracts or higher volume just because they don't want to, you know. I don't know the difference between what they say a rejection rate. Is that rejecting contracts or rejecting loads? Ain't no telling. So, stuff to talk about there and think about. You never know what might happen. Fox News had a report. This was today, this morning. And looks like let me see if anybody can. It only says 2 minutes long. I got it muted, so when it starts playing, you won't be able to hear it. Owning your own business has become successful for me. It was a mission, a lifeline, a brighter future for myself and my daughters. I was living my version of the American dream, but California lawmakers, very different. So here we go. Whoops. I don't know if you can hear this now. Let's. Yeah, here they're not even trucking. They're pulling F-350s with boosters. Nah, that's an old video anyway. this one here is the woman out of California says, this journey began in California more than three decades ago when I dropped my nursing studies to get a commercial driver's license as a woman. The thought of working in a male-dominated field was intimidating at first, but those initial fears soon gave way to the rewarding opportunities that a career in trucking offers. The change was unexpected. As a single parent raising four daughters, I needed because I needed both flexibility and the opportunity to provide for them, which is why in 2015 I partnered with Prime Incorporated to become an independent contractor. And see, so the reason why she made Fox News and the reason why it made national news and all that stuff is she's part of the ATA, America's Road Team. So she's not an owner-operator. She says independent contractor moved her trucking business to Missouri after California passed the AB5 law. This is from the American Trucking Association. Being an independent truck driver empowered me to run my truck as my own small business. I love traveling on the job, the freedom to be my own boss, and the option to take my children with me on long hauls when I could. Okay, as far as I know, I didn't know of anybody in the owner-operator world that revolved around ATA, other than you were contracted with another company, like a large company. She says Prime. This truck she's standing in front of is a Volvo, looks like some kind of racing team or some kind of racing trailer. That might just be where she was hanging out at or something. I don't know. But she's wearing an ATA shirt that says America's Road Team. So it says, when the state legislature began debating Assembly Bill 5, the law effectively banning independent contractors in trucking. And, I can see that that Prime probably had her as a contractor. Says that's what happened. It says my livelihood had provided my family. I moved to Springfield, Missouri when I continued as an independent contractor with Prime. So there you go. You know, I don't know what she was doing over there in California, but Prime, you know what she's doing. She's working her ass off for pennies on the dollar. And choose the business that should be supported, pursue her dreams. It's unfortunate California lawmakers to see to tell only belong as company employees. Despite those obstacles, I can still take to the road and pursue my dreams elsewhere. It says, I'm proud to serve in the industry as an ambassador, working for my free time, mentoring women truck drivers, and supporting this vibrant, growing community. She says, I've driven more than 2.1 million accident-free miles, delivering the goods and that Americans depend on every day. I think Greg, one of our guys here at Redneck, and I said one time, if you got so many miles accident free, that means you ain't working hard enough. Oh man, I've always said that. I think these guys they got it too easy, and I don't think they make that much money. And they kiss too much ass. I don't know. It pisses me off. And here, Australia, wonder what they're doing here. It says hunt for a tiny radioactive capsule missing in Australia. Authorities were scouring an 870-mile stretch of road Monday while a mining giant apologized for losing the dangerous device, which is believed to have fallen from one of its trucks. A tiny but highly radioactive capsule missing in Australia has sparked a frantic search for an apology from the mining company whose truck the item is believed to have fallen from. But the mafia fell off one of the trucks. Hey, it's everything's good. It's okay, man. It's okay. It just fell off the truck, right? Or pay attention to the news for the next 6 months. Like Godzilla could be coming out of Australia because this tiny radioactive device probably got swallowed by some lizard. So it's going to grow, Matt, to become the size of Godzilla in the next 6 months. It says the round and silver capsule, 6 millimeters in diameter and 8 millimeters long, went missing last week in Western Australia with officials warning against any contact with the dangerous substance. Okay, I'm just going to tell you, somebody ate it. Some animal ate it, okay? I'm just going to tell you that. If it's gone, I mean, it's in a bird's nest somewhere. Come on now. Authorities were scouring 870-mile stretch of highway almost the length of California on Monday while the mining giant said it was sorry for losing the radioactive device. Rio Tinto Iron Ore said it was undertaking an internal investigation into how the potentially lethal and radioactive substance, which is commonly used within gauges in mining operations, could be lost. We recognize this is clearly very concerning and are sorry for the alarm it has caused in the Western Australian community, Chief Executive Simon Trott said in a statement. Authorities were undertaking the daunting task of locating and securing the tiny capsule, which is believed to have fallen from the truck on January 10th during its lengthy journey from a desert mine site near Newman to a storage facility in Perth. Emergency services were first notified last Wednesday, officials said, and alerted the public last Friday. And, this article was on the 20th, so 10 days ago. It says, radiation specialists are searching along the Great Northern Highway by driving north and south directions at slow speeds. The Department of Fire and Emergency Services said in a hazmat alert Monday, adding it was using survey meters to find the capsule by detecting radiation levels. The truck arrived at Perth on January 16th, while the emergency services were only notified about the missing capsule on January 25th, when a gauge was unpacked for inspection. My goodness. So if somebody has it in their pocket or something, it's not particularly great, he said, adding that prolonged exposure could damage human cells. I'm telling you, man, or Incredible Hulk, that's what's going to happen. You're going to see the Incredible Hulk out of Australia. So now we need to make movies. Incredible Hulk has an Australian accent, just so you know. Say what's going on.
You're right. In about 6 months from now, you're going to hear they're going to come out. It's going to headline news or something with them. Fake news things on Facebook will come out where they spotted a Kangasaurus. Kangasaurus Rex over in Australia.
Kangasaurus, that's awesome.
Yeah, Kangasaurus Rex, that's what's going to happen. What a deal.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You can't even make his stuff up anymore. It gets dumber by the day out here.
Oh, man.
So what's been going on, Ed?
Man, I tell you what.
How's the weather down there?
Yeah, it's cold today. It got down into the 50s.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it got down into the 50s today.
How'd Joe say it? Come on, man.
Come on, man. What do you call, we went out, we rode last night for dinner. That was nice. The weather was nice. Riding in the dark, it's always cool. And then Saturday, we went to see the big tree, the huge live oak up here in just north of town here. And that was pretty awesome. And one of the local guys that lives up there, he took us on some of the back roads. That's always good riding, taking some good back roads. See, down here, we ain't got to worry about like you. You know, we ain't got to worry about if we end up going down a big hill or anything. We don't have to worry about that down here. There's no big hills.
Yeah, I don't have to worry about it up here either. By the time you hit the bottom of it, if you've done something wrong, you won't have to worry about it.
Yeah. No, man.
It's
awesome.
Like going out across PA. We used to go out across there, man, wide open. Hard as a truck should run out across Pennsylvania through them bends and stuff out there on 80 and back roads and stuff. Everybody take the inside lane on them bridges and everything when you go down through like Embleton and all them. I said, why the hell you always take that inside lane? I said, because. I said, you take that inside lane. That way, if you start sliding or something, I said, it gives you more screaming room before you go over the side.
Yeah. Man, oh, man. Yeah. Another thing I was thinking about today is how do you feel? I think it's getting crazier and crazier that truck drivers, you know, we're we are really dependent on other people, when especially when it comes to compliance and keeping up with everything we got to keep up with. So we got a CDL that we have to make sure that stays in check. Me, I have to do hazmat. A lot of people don't have to do that, but I got to, you know, do a test and do a background check and all that stuff. And then you got to get a physical. Now, what you rely on is once you've submitted that paperwork to the carrier that you're working for, everything should be fine, right? But I get a notification today because I just renewed my CDL. That just had to happen because that came up due. And, of course, you got to redo your hazmat, so I took a test, did all that. So I submitted that to my company, and everything was good to go. And then I get a notification today saying, well, your physical has expired. I was like, what do you mean? I took it last year. I mean, I know exactly when I took it, you know, and all that. And I said, you should have that. He goes, no, according to our files, your physical has expired. So we need you to submit your physical. If you haven't done it already, then go get a physical. And I'm like, no. I said, you have it. I said, I have it. Let me, and of course, I pulled my files, get ready to send it to, oh, yeah, we found it. It doesn't expire until 23. Okay, yeah, that's right. They go, yeah, that's, and I said, how did you not see that? And they go, well, in our system, it didn't update. Okay, so the system's messed up. So then they say, we still need your hazmat. It showed to be expired too. No, the hazmat's connected to the CDL, so wherever the CDL expires, same day the hazmat. And they said, oh, yeah, you submitted your temporary copy a couple weeks ago, and we no longer take temporary copies for hazmat.
Oh, man.
I said, what do you mean? You can't just not take it. I said, the government says I'm good to go. Why aren't you saying I'm good to go?
That's the way it is. These companies, it's like the government. They change the rules to benefit them.
Yeah, yeah. So then I get another one saying, well, just when you get the hard copy, give it to me, and so I can submit it. Okay. So am I good to go? Am I still good to work or not? Yeah, you can still work. Okay. Then you accepted the temporary. Technically, you did, because if you didn't accept it, then you tell me not to come to work. I said, oh man, come on now.
Wow. Jeez, oh, man.
Yeah. So, I mean, what it is, my point being is that, you know, if they can't keep their shit together, then you're out of a job. Because, I mean, so you have to do it yourself. You have to keep up with everything yourself. You have to, you know, when a lot of times they'll say, we need that copy. You don't give that to anybody but us. No, I'm keeping it. I'll make you a copy. You can have the copy. I'm keeping the original. And
well,
they'll be like,
you remember when they...
Go ahead.
Think about the physical. You had to start. They wanted your physical attached to your driver's license, right?
Yeah,
that way
right.
You didn't have to carry your long form. Didn't have to carry a physical card. When they run your license or whatever, it showed that your physical was attached right to your driver's license. They knew you had it. All right. Now, that was how many years ago? To this day. In the state of Ohio, and I don't know how many other states, I'm sure they're not the only one. When you get your new physical, you have to, now you can either, you know, email it, fax it, whatever you want to do into the state, you know, into Columbus or whatever, to have them to attach it to your driver's license. But if they don't do it, and you get stumped and it's not attached to your license, you're in violation.
Right.
So if somebody drops a ball and don't do their job on the computer, you're screwed. So
yes.
What Tiff does every time we need to do it, we go get our new physical. As soon as we get our physical, most of the time we take it. I take it right up to the license bureau, one of the DMVs, walk in there, hand it to them, give them your driver's license, hand it to them. They take and enter it right there at the DMV. They attach it right to your license right there and give you a receipt for it where it's, you know, state that's been done with
yep.
a confirmation, whatever, a number. So they know that it was done. Now,
yep.
And you still, if you get stopped, they want to see your long form. Wait a minute. I thought when we attached that to our license, we didn't have to carry that no more. I still, my permit book right now, we keep a copy of my long form physical right in my permit book. because every time, if you get stopped and they have to ask for that, they want it. They want to see it. Oh, wait a minute. It says right there, it should be attached to my license. Yeah, but we still need to see it long for you. They still, until they get it all, get all the bugs worked out of it, they still want you to carry one with you. It's not a law you have to, but it's a good idea because it could cause you problems. So in other words, if you don't do it and you get caught, it's going to be a big delay process, and they're going to make your life hell until they get it or see it.
Right.
That is crazy. I mean, I got stopped right up there coming from Youngstown down to the house down Route 11 right after I got this truck. I think it was like the first week. DOT stopped me up there. I had everything in order. Didn't have my long-form physical. Didn't have a copy of it in my book. We put everything in there but that. Somehow, Tiff looked over it. I looked over it. It wasn't there. So he stopped me and went to see it. I says, it ain't here. It should be on my license. Yeah, he said, I believe it's attached to your license. I know it's attached to your license. They still actually want you, they ask that you carry one with you, a hard copy with you. I said, well, why would that be? And he was a nice guy, you know, and I told him, I looked all over the truck. I couldn't find it. I'm on the phone while he's running my license and everything. It was just a DOT check. He stopped before roadside. So he's standing there over at the passenger door, leaning on the seat, and he's sitting there talking to me back and forth, and I'm on the phone with Tiff, and, of course, you know me and her. So now we got a dispute going on here, and me and her is arguing back and forth on the phone. It ain't here. And she's telling me it is there, and I'm telling her it ain't. We're arguing back and forth. He's sitting over there looking at me laughing, just kind of chuckling, you know, because – and I told him, I said, finally, I told her, I said, why ain't got it? Well, what is it? 20 miles on down to the house. You know, from where he stopped me. And he knew. He seen a swimming pool on the side of the truck. He knew where I was going. He said, where are you going? I said, I'm going home. I said, you know where I'm going. I said, I'm on my way south. I'm going home. He said, yeah, I figured that. So finally, he said, you know what? He says, don't worry about it. He said, I know you got it. He said, listen. He says, don't worry about it. He said, when you get home, you're going home now. He said, make sure when you get home, just make a copy of it, put it in your book so you got it. He said, next guy, he said, he may not know or may not even care. And ever since then, I've made sure that there's one in here. But I didn't get wrote up for it or nothing because he couldn't, because it's not a law that you have to carry it, but you better carry it because if they want it, they want it. Which don't make any sense. If we still have to carry the hard copy, why should we have to have it attached to the license? It's just extra work for us.
Exactly.
And them. I don't know. It's crazy.
Yep. No, I agree. I think we got Robbie on here, too. What's up, Ben?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, yeah, the world's going to go to an end tonight, ain't it?
What's that?
It's all going to go to end tonight. I'm on here, too.
Yeah. I thought I heard somebody on there. I thought you were bringing somebody on important.
I am important.
Well, that's just one man's opinion.
Yeah. No, I carry my long form with me, even though it's attached to my license. But state of Arizona, all you got to do, they have a website where you just download it, take a picture of it, download it, you know, pretty much scan it into them, and you're good every time you get... get your physical done.
Her dad did that to Robbie, and for some reason they didn't get it, or it didn't go through. What something happened? It something happened that they didn't get it, and they sent him a email or something. They was going to suspend his license, suspend his CDL until he got a physical because it was showing that it was suspended. And they was trying to knock him back down to just a regular driver's license. And they said, if you don't get it and don't get it attached, you're going to end up going right back, and you're going to have to go back and take the whole CDL, the whole driving test over again, written test, everything over again. Man, he was stepping and fetching for a couple of days. Well, we got between Tiff and, you know, Tiff finally started working with him on it, got it straightened out, and they got it taken care of. But, yeah, it was... a little bit shady there for a minute.
I know me, about a week or so, I let it go through the system. I wait about a week and a half, 2 weeks or something like that. But I normally go get my physical done a couple months prior to it coming up. And I normally call a motor vehicle. I don't care. As long as I talk to somebody, not a recording voice. And I have them pull up my license. I go, I scan my long form and my physical in. Is it in it? And are we good? And they pull it up and they say, yep, it's good. All right, cool. If it's not good, all right, I'll resend it in and I'll call you back here in about 2 weeks.
Well, see, it's like Ohio now. When you go to get your driver's license, they changed it just a day or so before I went to redo my license this last time. They changed the laws in Ohio. Instead of just getting a four-year license, you pay twice as much, twice the money, but you can get it for 8 years instead of having to go in every four. You can get your license for 8 years. So my license is good now for like seven more years or six more years, whatever the hell it is. Because when I did it that week, just a day or so before I went, well, they told me they just passed that law and started it into effect. So I was able to get my driver's license for 8 years. Like I said, it cost me, twice the money I had to pay for both 4 year periods, but I got it for 8 years. So I don't have to go back and worry about redoing my license for 8 years, but you can only do that up to age 65. After age 65, it's 4 years and that's it. They'll only go four year increments. So I don't know.
No,
told
I
me
just
said, oh, yeah, after
back
65,
in,
which I don't give a damn because
yeah,
when I get 65, I don't want to do this shit no more anyhow.
Back in June,
no, I don't
want to
do it no more now.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah. I got my Tinker's endorsement back in June, and when I got that endorsement done, mine's an 8 year deal too, because I just pulled out my license. It's good until 30.
Right.
So they must have up the.
Yeah, I'm hoping by the time I get done within the 8 year period, I can just call it quits.
I'm working on that. I might as well just say I'm retired.
Well, here lately, I probably about the same thing. I've been really, really kicking around seriously thinking here lately about just selling this thing or parking it, parking the truck and both trailers and just say the hell with it, take my pickup, go out and start pull campers and shit around, make enough to pay the bills and hell with it. Because I'm just getting tired of it, man. I'm tired of all the nonsense. Like I said, they put an end to a lot of this problem real quick.
I've been looking around, too, and I had a person call me back over the weekend. It was DHL or D-something logistics. And he was telling me everything about it. They pay 88% and they're a dry van company. And I asked him, I go, how much freight do you got out of Phoenix? So, well, most of our freight's out in the Southwest and Midwest. I'm like, oh, okay. He goes, you have to run on insurance. I go, I already have my own liability. I ain't changing my liability. He goes, well, it's about $400 a week for insurance. I'm like, exactly my point. I'm not getting rid of my liability because I pay $350 a month for my liability for my two trailers. And I still have my, I told him I had an RGN. I go, I'm not dropping the insurance on that trailer.
Right.
I'm not dropping my policy. Well, then we can't hire you then. I'm like, wow. I told him, all I need is cargo insurance.
I wanted to lease all
all they can require you is carry their cargo insurance. But Bobtail and Deadhead, Bobtail and Deadhead liability, you can carry on your own. I don't think you can fight that battle. I don't think they can mandate that you do that. You might have to show them your policy, give them a copy of it, state that you got it.
Oh, that's fine. I'll show him. I'll give him a copy.
Right.
I had to do that when I got it to Admiral. I had to show him that I do have insurance because I was canceling NERS and didn't know
right.
this company. They wouldn't even think about hiring me. Well, we can't hire you then. You have to run our insurance. I go. I ain't paying $400 a week for insurance. You guys are crazy.
You tell them you had to delete a dinosaur? An old
no.
truck?
Oh, that was another cut. It's called Spot. What was it? Spot Trucking? They're out of Illinois. I think it was Trucking Logistics or something. I think. These guys are. I told them I had to delete a truck, and they said it was fine.
All right. Well, they can't do nothing about that as long as you go to California. You don't go to California, I should say. But,
yeah
a lot
no.
of these companies, they board
yeah,
what I run into because of my truck being so old. You know, you talk to these companies, and, oh, no, your truck's too old. You know, it's got to be 5 years or newer. Or, you know, 2012 or 13 or 14 or newer. I said, you know, get the hell out of here. I said, why?
Oh,
the older trucks have a tendency of breaking down. I said, yeah, okay.
Yeah, right.
Well, like
there was another company that I saw over the weekend, and I looked in went on their website, and you have to have a 2016 or newer, just like a Hurley, Greg.
Yeah,
freight rates is in the tank. There ain't no freight. Everybody's looking for drivers. Everybody's hurting for drivers and trucks. But yet they want to sit there and be particular about the trucks, the year of the truck that they get. You know, it's not the year of the truck. It's a fact that they want these trucks to be able to be EVOL compatible so they can control your life. Now, that we can put an end to all this problem out here with all these untrained drivers that wasn't trained properly. And get weed out a lot of these foreign drivers that can't speak in English and stuff. You could do away with a lot of this nonsense if the government would just go back, just mandate everybody do away with the e-logs, put everybody back on paper logs, and instead of hiring 87,000 new IRS agents, take that 87,000 that they was going to put on the IRS that they didn't get, go ahead and hire them 87,000, but make DOT cops out of them. Turn them loose out here on the highways. Tell them to start checking trucks, doing their job. Start checking logbooks. And the ones that can't do a paper log, that's never done a paper log, well, they'll be gone because if you can't do the paperwork, you can't do the job. And they'll say,
oh,
hell with that.
I've talked
and they'll be done.
I've talked to a couple people when I was on paper logs. I went in when my ELD went down a year and a half, almost 2 years ago now. I was talking to a guy. I got about another 4 hours. I'm gonna get out of here. Didn't you just get here? I'm like, yep. I'm on a paper, man. Oh, I can't even do a paper. I go, why not? I go, it's the same thing as pushing buttons. You're just pushing a pen. I go,
they don't know how.
I go, it's not that hard. I go, it's a calculator and a graph. Equal 24 hours.
Yep.
How hard is that? Make sure your feelings right.
I mean, it's not they can't even look at the clock and know how much time
right.
they got. They have to look at the e-log. I mean, all you got to do is look at your watch and you can tell how much time you got. But they can't even do that.
I always have a clock. I always have a clock that's on Central Time in my truck because that's what my logbook goes on is Central Time. And if my e-log goes down, I revert back to that. Well, I started at this time. I got until my 14's up at this time. You know, I start at 6. My 14's up at 8 o'clock. I got to be shut down by 8, regardless of what I'm doing. Well, for the most part.
Yeah, my damn e-log started beeping at me this morning. I went over to the port and loaded it. Well, I went over, I left the house about 1 o'clock, well, about 12, about midnight last night. I went over there and loaded it at 7 o'clock this morning because I didn't want to fight Pittsburgh traffic. So I just went over there and laid down for a few hours. So I got up. He tapped on the door by 7 o'clock because I'm the only one that runs that stuff out of there and loads it. because they want me off, whatever. He taps on the door. I got up, set the seat. He says, all right, Greg. He said, whenever you get ready, he said, we can start loading you. He said, I said, it ain't even daylight yet. He said, all right. He said, well, lay back down and go to sleep then, Grumpy. He said, I'll be out about 8 o'clock when it gets daylight. I said, nah, I'll be out in a minute. So I got out. He loaded me up. I get back in the truck. I'm sitting there, and I'm getting ready to scan my paperwork into him so I can send him a picture of my bills while I loaded dispatch so they could give me my pro number. So I'm sitting there doing that. I hear this beep, 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 beep. I said, oh, hey, so what is that? I said, my logbook beeping at me. Oh, never mind. It's my alarm clock. I forgot. I don't have one of them. He started laughing. But, yeah, I mean, that was, it's amazing that the technology that's coming along and all the drivers that's coming out here with all this new technology, you know, put everybody back in manual transmissions and paper logs, and there'll be all kind of freight, because I guarantee you within 3 months, half these trucks wouldn't be on the road. Well, the trucks, nope. But the drivers wouldn't be on here, because these guys couldn't do it. They couldn't do it. A lot of them can't drive a manual transmission anymore because they've never done it.
Right.
And they can't run e-log because they've never done that. Or, they can't run a paper log because they've never done that. All they've had is e-logs and automatics.
Yeah, there was a guy, one of our customers here, he had owned a Peterbilt with a trailer, and he was selling it. And he was down here in Corpus, and he sold it to a guy in San Antonio, and he had to take it up to San Antonio. So he was looking for a driver to just hire somebody to take it up there. And then he would give him a ride back or whatever. So he couldn't find nobody, so he asked our boss that if he knew anybody, and he said, well, I can ask one of my guys. They can probably do it in their off time. And I said, yeah, I'll do it. And he said that he talked to several people, and they all just, because it was an old truck that had a manual transmission, they couldn't do it.
Crazy, ain't it?
Yep, it's something else.
I say to take it one step further. They want to be a truck driver, and they want to really be a truck driver, and they want to say old school, and they want to talk about outlaw shit. Put them back in an old Mack or something with a two-stick or a quadruplex with two or three or four sticks sticking up out of the floor. Say, there you go. Now, you either make it or you don't.
Yep, and no air ride.
That's right. Take them about 3 days to get out of the parking lot. Yeah, the old days.
3 days to go forward, let alone get out of the parking lot.
That's what I'm saying. You know, by the time they figure that transmission out, half of it quit before, as soon as they get the truck and look over and say, what the hell is that? Take it out, leave, go home right then.
What do we always say? It's everybody wants to be an outlaw trucker, so outlaw trucker shit's got to be done.
Yeah, so it's time to do outlaw shit. That's right. Speaking of such, Robbie, I'm on my way to Burns Harbor. I got to unload this in the morning. I got to go down and I got to load the 52 up. 52,000-pound roll, take it over to Ottawa, Ohio, drop it off, then pick the old one up, take it back over there, 50-some thousand, drop it off, then load another 50-some thousand, take over to Niles. So you need to get you another flat, come up here and work for a while.
Well, I'm still working on that, getting that step deck.
Are you?
Yeah, they came back with some they told me it was a 19. I'm like, no, it was supposed to have been a 22 step deck. And they wanted to do it for 24 months. I'm like, no, that ain't going to happen.
I told Jeff this morning, if they don't straighten up, I might have to trade my truck off, get me a newer truck. So I go back over to Hurley, make some money.
Oh, yeah.
Might have to go back to Hurley so I can make some money. Don't think I ain't thought about it. I told her this morning. I said, shit don't straighten up here. And it don't straighten up here pretty quick. Last week, I did one round out here and back, and that was it. Which, you know, all of our shit's paid off. I mean, it ain't like I got a bunch of payments and bills. Well, it ain't all paid off. I'm still paying on that trailer and her pickup, but that's it. I mean, that ain't nothing. That ain't no big deal. Hell, I can almost make them work at McDonald's. It's like I was talking to a cop up here at Girard.
I would actually
come in there.
McDonald's. I would pay good money to see you work at McDonald's. I would pay good money to see you work at McDonald's.
Me work at McDonald's?
Yeah.
And my bank account ain't big enough for that. Because I would be in jail. Because I would reach out that drive-thru window and snatch that sumbitch through that hole in that window and whip his ass or he'd get me.
I would just like to see
Greg. I give him his order, and he'd say something. I say, bitch, you want fries with that? If not, you better take your cheeseburger and get the hell out of here.
He goes, this is regular Coke. I ordered Diet Coke. He goes, bitch, you said regular Coke. You didn't say Diet Coke.
That's right.
No, Ed, I would like to see Greg.
Throw the Diet Coke for Greg to
work as a company driver. I would pay for it right now. I just don't see it happening.
Been there and done that, Robbie. That's why I got my own truck. You can ask Tiff. When I worked for a guy up here in Latonia driving a company truck, he fired me every week, at least twice a week he fired me. I'm telling you, I couldn't drive. That's why I got my own truck, because I can't drive company trucks. Because I just can't do it. Ain't going to happen. My boss I work for now is an ass.
Yeah, right.
Let alone work for another company. Yeah, boy. Well, at least I know they know. At least I know she ain't listening.
I wouldn't speak to you too loud there on that end.
Hey, Ed.
Yeah.
There's another caller over there from Ohio. Why don't you reach over and touch his damn button?
No, there ain't another caller.
There ain't.
No.
There should be another one on there from Ohio. He said he was going to call and listen. Unless he lied to me, too.
Nope. Ain't nothing. Just you two.
That phone probably works about like that international you're driving.
Yeah, I agree with that. He's probably napping.
He should be getting good. Every time close I see him, Arizona, yeah. Right?
Oh no, he's assing around out there in Eloy. He's sitting out there in the truck stop in Eloy.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's
What's
been out there since
there?
Friday. Been out there since Friday, trying to find a little come back east. Talking to him something about copper or something tomorrow. They said they're trying to find him a load, working on something, maybe finding something tomorrow.
That copper's cheap.
Well, I know.
Yep.
But
either that, he has a step deck, right?
No, he's got a covered wagon now, 48-102 Rittenhire.
Oh, and
covered wagon.
He should be able to load out of Green Valley. Arizona.
Go down there.
There's a place that does big super stacks of Molly bags. Back to Philly.
Get him a truckload of onions.
Yeah, boy, I did my day at them things too.
Yeah.
Every year,
onions
them
is not in season right now.
Cheap anymore, too. I remember back in the day, man, I run them things. You used to chase them from Brownsville and Far, Laredo,
yep.
clear up into Eagle Pass. And then when they got so far up, then that's it. I quit. But I used to take stuff down Laredo, and I'd load onions and take them back to Ohio or Shelby, Ohio, Chicago, New York, up around Syracuse, Rochester, New York, Pittsburgh, up to the market once. Man, I hauled them, man. I used to haul them things. We hauled them on open flats. You set them on open flats and tarpon. But, yeah, they got cheap. I quit that, too. Matter of fact, when I got that new drive van, I wanted to get vents put in it. You know, the vents put in front and rear so I could, if something happened, I got down in there, I could get to get out of there, and I never did. It's all just as well, I guess.
Something else. Well, anyhow, time to go to work.
Well, potato too. Time to go to work. That's right.
Yep. All right now.
All right, y'all. Talk to you later on now. Be careful. Be safe.
All right now. You too. All right, we'll see
you. Hey, try not to get too damn cold down there tonight. Freaking rain, snow, and mix up here.
Shoo. Cabot. You can have it. I got to get my long job. It's below 60.
Yeah, they're calling me late. Shit, they're saying tomorrow the high is only going to be either tomorrow or somewhere. It's going to be up like either high teens, low 20s. That's going to be it for the high.
Wow.
So you just reach over and turn that, just click that heater control up one more notch and keep on keeping on, baby.
Keep it on, keep it on. All there right. You go. All right, now.
Talk to y'all later. All right. Bye. All right.
Good to see you. Bye.
Bye.
Good deal. All right, everybody. Hey, this is Ed with Redneck and Eyes Radio. We'll see you guys next week. Tomorrow. Tomorrow is Tuesday, the 31st, last day of the month. 7 p.m. Eastern Time. We are here every weekday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can give us a call, 515-602-9731. Go check us out at redneckandeyes.com. Appreciate everybody joining along. Thank our great sponsors, Trucker Tools, truckertools.com, and of course, Load to Ride Transportation at ltrtransportation.com, and DPF Regeneration at dpfregeneration.com. Check those guys out, and we appreciate all your support. Redneck and Eyes Radio, you guys stay safe, stay successful, keep between the ditches, and we'll see you out there on the road.
From the heat of the night, baby, get ready. Ooh, you and me go fishing in the dark, lying on our backs and counting the stars where the cool grass grows. Down by the river in the full moonlight, we'll be falling in love in the middle of the night. Staying the whole night through, feels so good to be with you and me. Going chilling in the dark, going out on our backs and counting the stars where the cool grass grows. Down by the river and down on the light, we'll be falling in love in the falling of the night.
Today's truckers have a lot on their mind. Redneck and Eyes was founded by truckers to help truckers and others to handle life on the road better. Check them out at redneckandeyes.com. When everything goes wrong and the job still has to get done, you got a Redneck and Eyes.